Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Yud Tes Sif Aleph, page Kuf Lamed Hey. Welcome to our Any Time, a new Simon, the Simon of Birchas HaGoymel. We have some good stuff for you today. I have a story with Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, a nice story. We have a psak from Reb Shimon Schwab, a nice marsha in the Chedushi HaGadais about HaGoymel, and a famous Reb Moshe. Okay. So Birchas HaGoymel, Zok the Mechaber. Four people need to give thanks. Yerdei hayam kisha alu mimena, people who go traveling on the sea. V'holchem midbar yoetz kishyagiu liyishuv, people who go into the desert when they reach the yishuv. U'misha haya chayla v'nesrape, who was a chayla and he got better. U'misha haya chavish v'esa asurim v'yotz, someone who was in jail and he got released or freed from jail. V'simonach v'chol hachayim yeducha selah. All the Chaim, Chaim is Rosh Tevis, Chavosh, Yisurim, Yam, Midbar. All the Chaim, Yiduch HaSela, Meredith, you remember the four people who make Birchas HaGoymel? We're going to see later in the Siman, is specifically these four, or these are just generalizations. We said that with Maral. These are four generalizations, four general types of dangers. We said from Maral that, if I can remember now, I did not chazer it. From Maral, we said that when it is not Yam Midbar, Midbar is when the body is missing something. Although Midbar, it does seem to me, is more altlistim and chayas rois, but the way Maral learns it is that Midbar is you're missing food and drink. So the body is missing shlila, you're missing something. That's one type of danger. And there's Yam, there's a force, Mibachutz, that's coming, the strong waves to drown you. Different type of danger, something Mibachutz. And then there is Chayla, which is intrinsic. And then there is Chavish B'Sasur, which is Miyad Adam, which is a different thing. That's what the Maral says. Interesting Marsha, I found, I like the time in Yonah Diyema when it's close to Yamtif. So the Marsha, I'm not going to go through the whole thing right now, but he goes through the whole capital in Tehillim Parakuv Zayin, Hayidum, Erev Shabbos. And he's Marir a few kashas. And Taych Dvar, what he says over there is that the four different things of the Midbar and the Yam and the Chayla and the Chavish, what it really represents is something else. He said there are four things that mineya a person from coming to his full shleimus, to shtayim properly, to come to a shleimus. What are the four things? He says the first thing, and all these four things he says are there in gullus. Four things in gullus to stop a person from coming to their shleimus. The first thing he says is, and we're going to call this one not yam, we're going to call this one midbar, I think he says. This one called Midbar, where a person has to work very hard for Parnasa. He has to travel places, and he has to go work hard and sweat to make Parnasa, and that stops the person from being able to come to his full shleimus. He's so busy traveling and working, and the pursuit of wealth is taking over his life. That's one thing that stops shleimus. And the second thing that stops shleimus, that's Midbar. The second thing that stops shleimus, he says, is someone that's weak. He's a chayla, so he can't focus on learning properly. He can't focus on learning properly. So a person can't learn well. If you can't learn, you don't have Torah to the full extent, then it's not going to be a matzliach. That is chayla. The third thing he says, he releases second in his order, but I'll call it the third. The third thing he says stops the person from coming to shleimus when he has enemies. He has sinim. His enemies are trying to take away from him, and when you're in gullus, there are people that hate you, and it takes away from being able to focus on shleimus when you have to be busy with these people who hate you. And that's chavish abeis ha'asurim. And the fourth thing he said is wealth. The first guy was in the pursuit of wealth. But this last guy, he has the wealth. And meyishma and yeshurim bayivad, he has so much money and the person can forget chashom ha'de'evishter. These are the four things. He says, in gullus we have these four things. And he says that the dalad kaisis by the seder, we're connected the dalad shemes of the gula, which they're connected these four things. We had in Mitzrayim these four issues. I'm not sure where the wealth came in Mitzrayim, but I can point him, I ain't showing the Rasha. He says that the four kaisis, I can negate the four kaisis in the dream of the Sarah Mashkim, the three plus the repetition there where he repeated the dream, which is connected the four Lashonos of Gula, which is connected these four people, the Chayim, Chol HaChayim, Yiduch HaSela, the Chavosh, the Chayla, the four things again, Chavosh, Yisurim, Yam Midbar, which he holds refer to these four different things. Okay, a little bit, a little drush over here. Like upon him, that's in the end of the Hema. So these are the four things you should give a dove for. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah. Shekhoa Nal. Kesha Olam Yimena. Vidavka Kesha Olam Yimena Lagamri. Only if he completely finished his travels. Ve'im Bechlal Zeh Masha Oim Dem Ima Semina Kesha Bo Lo Nomel Va'anoshim Sheba Yordim Li Abasha Li Yoyma Li Yemayim Oy Ad Shtegi Azman Asvina Lelech Halah. Let's say you're traveling on a boat and we stop off on an island for a day or two and you continue on your way. That's not considered that you were all me'abasha, all of the yam. You're still traveling and then you're not going to make a bracha yet. You're traveling through the desert on the way you reach a city. You're not going to make a bracha because you're still in the middle of your travels. You have to fully finish your travels. Now, this does not mean that let's say you're going to Eretz Yisrael for a day. So you're there less than a day. Maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. Eretz says no, because that was your tachlis. You reach your tachlis of your travels. You make a bracha when you're there. You make a bracha when you come back. Now, Shenkin over here, what the Mishavur is talking about, well, you didn't yet reach the tachlis of your travels. You're on the way and you took a rest stop. You don't make a hagaimah by the rest stop. And he's completely healed and he's already walking around healthy. Now there is a machlokes that the person has leftover effects from his disease if he has the right to make a hagaimah or not. Some say that it has to be that he's completely healed and there's no zecher of the machlok. Others say no, right now if he's better, even if there's some damage that was done, but now he's better walking around. It wouldn't make a gaimah, it's machlokes in the place, I don't know the psak halacha l'maisa. Sikha on Gimel, Misha Haya, Chavash. Now on the side, the notes there brought down the Ramosha about flying an airplane, but I'm going to talk about that at the end of the day, at the end of today. Zak the Misha Barah, Das Magan Avram, the Ma'ir Bechavash, Al Iski in the Fashis, Dafka, he was captured for Iski in the Fashis, there was a Kshash Lakonah. The Harbe Chalukum, like many argue, Ba'ayim Be'alacha, Ma'ashavi Arnu B'zeh, I did not have a chance to see the Be'alacha, but he gave this Shailah, if he's Chavash in jail, but not for Iski in the Fashis, does that require Hagoyim or not? The Mishan is Chayev Arbatan in Mavarki and Bracha Achaz Akul, and someone's Chayev all four, and he makes one Bracha for all. Oyd Kosu, the Kotan in Machayev, the Hoyd is a Kotan, is not Machayev to be Maida. Ma'afilim Mitzah Mitzvah Schinach, a child gets saved, there's no reason for the child to make Hagoyim. The Gam Nashim, so too, woman Minaga Oilum Shein Mavarach and Bracha Zu, the Minach is not to make the Bracha. Because of Achrenim Atam, Mishim to say their Bracha Zu, who Bifnei Asar. This Bracha we're going to see in Siv Gimel has to be in front of 10 people. And Zok the Mishabur Kizukum. We love Arach Ara Leisha, it's not Arach Ara for a woman to make a Bracha in front of 10 people, therefore Nashim don't make the Bracha. Some say she should, in front of 10 people, at least mostly women and one man. Some say she should, but the minhag the Mishnah Berurah brought down is that Nashim did not make Berachas Hagoyimah. There are those in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in Yerushalayim, when Aisha has a baby, they bench Goyimah. Not in a shul, I think, with 10 people, but they have 10 people around, Nashim and some men, and they will bench Goyimah. That's not the minhag here in America. We don't bench Goyimah, first of all. We don't have women bench gemel here, so that's not the minhag here in America. And a very interesting, here's a story from Shmuel Kamenetsky, the Feta, yeah? The Elta Feta. The Elta Feta of Shmuel Kamenetsky, like this. This is 13 years ago in Nissan. Rabbi Jacobowitz and Rabbi Kleinman were at a chasna. I know more details, I don't want to give away who it was. And they're at this chasna, and there was another Adam Gadol there, besides Rav Shmuel, a contemporary to Rav Shmuel, his dar, who came in from out of town, he flew to the chasna, and from the chasna, from the airport to the hall, I guess it came separate from his wife, his Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin got in a car accident. So he gets to the chasna, and he asks Rav Shmuel, in front of Rebbe Jacobowitz, Rebbe Kleinman, you know what's the halacha? This is his wife, Ben Shlomo. That's what he asked him. So what did Rav Shmuel do? He asked someone to bring him a Mishnah Berurah. It was in Beis Vega. So they went to bring him a Mishnah Berurah and he starts flipping through it. Flipping. Couldn't figure it out. Okay, that was the whole story. Now, it was a Shigol Pella because we know Mishnah Berurah says minhag not to make a Berurah. That's what Shmuel said. A little while later, Rabbi Kleinman was by Rabbi Shmuel and they asked him, what's the halacha? The woman bench Gemma? He said, no, of course not. Then the first Mishnah Berurah. So what's a pshat in the Isa? Pshat was that here's the Adam Gadol, who was well into, at that point, probably at least 70s and not 80s, and it's Mefer Shalacha. And he must have been shaken up because his wife was just kind of a big sakana, and she almost died. And he pashtu forgot the halacha, so Shmuel didn't want to embarrass him. So he may believe, he's sitting there flipping a Mishnah Berurah, it's the first halacha right here, in the beginning of Rishit, to anyone who limped after the Gemma before knows this. So Shmuel was, 13 years ago, he knew it. And he didn't want to embarrass the person, especially in front of other Tamid Chachamim. Yeah. So he made believe as if like it's hard to find. He couldn't find it. But like upon halacha lemaisa, he paskin that we don't make a bracha. The women do not bench gemel. Only men bench gemel. Only gedolim, not katanim. Now there's a shaila brought down here on the side. Flying on the airplane, you fly on the airplane. Do you bench gemel or not? Pashas, you would say Now, what's the reason why Ben Gaimel is a sakana? Now, if that would be the case, I would suggest maybe someone traveling on a boat today shouldn't make a bracha a Ben Gaimel. I don't think it's considered a sakana to go on a boat. We always go on boats. Boats don't lose power every day. It's, you know, once in a lifetime event where a big boat loses power. Boats are safe, right? Even then, I don't know when the boat was safe. It was the chevra on top that weren't safe. But boats are safe. There's no sakana. But the ma'isa does say, well, no. The boat
was in control.
What?
It was control.
But everyone on the boat was safe. No one got hurt.
Oh.
No one got hurt on the boat. They got hurt up top. Al-Kapanim, boats are generally safe. Boats don't sink. Obviously, I mean, the Titanic sank, but boats don't really sink these days. It's not really a sakana. But Al-Kapanim does state, if you travel the sea, you know, we make a bracha, right? So what's the halacha with an airplane? Now, an airplane, you would say, well, it's not technically traveling the sea, it's not traveling the midbar, and it's not really a sakana to travel on the airplane. Not more than the car, and the car are not going to make hagaymo, so pashas, you would think you shouldn't make hagaymo. And that's taka how the Rosh Hashiva of Shmuel is noyig, he does not make a bracha hagaymo when he flies in the airplane, even flying to Eretz Yisrael, he does not make hagaymo. However, over here, there's a famous Ramosha, and Ramosha writes not like that. Ramosha says, what's the soyid of the sakana biyam? He says, it's not pshat because maybe the boat's going to sink and then it's going to drown. That's not the pshat. So the pshat is when you're in the yam, the yam is sakana because you can't survive in the yam. The only thing that's helping you survive is the fact that you have a boat. But if not for the boat, you belong right now in the ocean and you can't survive there. So you're in a place where it's not roi for the survival of a person. So when you're in a place where it's not roi for a person to survive, that's considered sakana, you make a bracha. Even though you have a boat and the boat's going to work. Afal Pikin, that's why you make a bracha, not because we're chayish, the boat's going to sink, it's because you are now in a place that's not fit for the survival of a person. Therefore, Zikr Moshe, when someone flies in a plane and they're in the ear, kol shekein, it's not fit for the survival of a person. Right now, a person on an airplane is in a matzah where he's not right to live in that place. It's only because he's in this tin can flying through the ear and that he's living because he's in the tin can. It's like on a boat. But Zikr Moshe is the edge of a place where you have no way to survive if not for the plane. Therefore, Zikr Moshe, anytime a person goes in a plane, even a national flight, even something which is over land, not over sea, you fly from here to Cleveland, here to Chicago, you fly from here to Toronto, well, there we go over the water, but you fly from here to anywhere, right? Zuk der Moshe, you make Hagoimo. Anytime you fly in a plane, what?
Hot air balloon as well, you go in the ear.
Hot air balloon also, I would say maybe, you go in the ear. Anytime you're in the ear.
It's a helicopter trip.
I would think so. What's the difference between helicopter trip and the plane? The word is that in the ear is like going in the water. Now, I don't know how this works, what? Because here we're not saying that the hagoimel is not the case of the pants, is that you never went in the boat in the first place. You missed the boat. Here you made the boat, but the fact that the boat is on the water, that itself is not because you may get hurt. It's because you're in a place where you need to come onto the boat to live. When you're in a place where you right now are in a place where you need to come on the boat to the boat to live. The pants were never you. So that's not you. Right? The hanging pants is not you, so you were never in sakana. Over here, Hagam, you're not in a physical sakana because you have the savior of the boat, but without the boat, you're in a matzav of sakana right now because you can't survive in the water. Without the plane, you can't survive in the air. And Moshe Paskins in the Tshuva, Alach HaLamaisa, any flight, you make a bracha.
Even
what?
Okay, something that has a less chance of...
Yeah, because it's not because the chances are you're going to get hurt.
Not too many that don't land.
Yeah, because that's what Moshe used to say. It's not because it's not going to land. It's because right now you're in the ear. And when you're in the ear, right, there are those that would say, well, if you're in a plane, and the plane has a lot of, you know, a dangerous thing happens in the plane, then, and you cross the sea, you make a bracha. Or Moshe says you always make a bracha. Now, Rabbi Jacobowitz, the cousin, yeah, his brother, Bazil Jacobowitz, he was a bacher, and he asked his Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab says so. And when Schwab said, on this Rav Moshe, we don't say halacha l'moshe misinai. That's what he said. And what he meant to say, this Ramosha was not in the Skabel, it was not there. I don't know anyone who makes a bracha on any domestic flight that they take. The only people that make brachas on airplanes is when they actually cross an ocean. And that, I guess the pshat is, because since you were technically crossed an ocean, and we call that somehow more yam, which you have to understand why that's called yam, but you crossed an ocean, and when you go into the Holland Tunnel, you're not making a bracha, right? Now the Holland Tunnel, maybe not the yam, it's a river, but when you go into a tunnel, By England over there, there's a tunnel from England to the mainland. No? I don't think you're not making brachas over there. There's no tunnel there? From England to Europe? I'm making this up? No British chaver here.
English channel.
English channel is the water, but is there a tunnel under it? I'm quite sure there's a tunnel there. Akapana, we don't make, and we're checking, please, real-time fact-checked. There is no bracha on that. So what's the pshat? When you fly over the water, you make a bracha. So it's kasha from Ma'aseh, it's not so posh. The Ma'aseh, there is a minhag by many that when you fly over an ocean, you make a bracha, it's a gaimel, both when you get there and when you get back. And it's somehow considered that Yor De Hayam, you're going into the ocean, and kacha kach nagu. But there are those who are not, like Rav Shmuel, because they hold that you did not go in a boat, you flew. And Rav Moshe will hold that you make a bracha anytime you fly. Akapana, that's that. Zok tvaite. Zok sev beis. Uma mevarech. What bracha do you make? Bracha ta Hashem lekin malach oilam ha-goyim lechayavim toivus shekmulani kol toiv. Have you ever thought what the bracha means? Ha-goyim lechayavim toivus? Who's chayav? What chayav? We're chayav. Agoyim lechayavim toivus? Mori de gazach. Mishav Bruce ben Zeb Shah. Who caused you good to continue to cause good forever. Even people are chayiv, they don't deserve to have good. Even afal pikani does good for you. And that's the time of the vera in the first midah of the Eibishter when he says the midas of Hashem, that you try to be mistam and lekoyle, and he said Hashem, even when you're rebelling against him, he does good for you. God does an avera, right? You're alive every second only because Hashem is giving you chiyus. If he would say right now chiyus is done, you would plop on the floor, right? With Yakahana Maris, right? He's giving you chiyus right now. That's why we're here. And if a guy's doing an avera, what's keeping him alive? The Eibishter. While you're doing the avera, he's giving you life. Unbelievable. So we should be misdama to him, and even when someone does something wrong to you, we try to do chesed with that person also. That's what the Talmud Devar says. And that's what you said here. Goymel lechayavim toivis. Even people who are chayiv, they don't deserve it. I don't know if don't deserve it is as bad as while you're actually doing the avera, but you're someone who's chayavim, he still does good for you. Even though I'm not so hagen, so worthy, so Hashem did so much good with good for me. You don't need to say this exact nusach as long as you said the inyan of the bracha. You make a bracha, you have to be standing. But the ever yotza after yeshiva, it's a covet, it has to be the tzibur, so it's a covet to stand when you make a bracha for the tzibur. If we don't say mishag mocha kol tov, mocha kol tov sela, it's not ma'akev, but that's what we say. Zok sev gimel tzarek levarach abrach azu afnei asar in front of 10 people. Utreimin ayin rabbanan, two of them need to be rabbis. Rabbanan. What type of rabbanan? We'll see in a second. Dichsiv. Rememu bekal am. We're going to praise Hashem in bekahal am, by a nation, by a kahal. With Moshev Zekanim, yalalua. With Moshev Zekanim, they have to have Zekanim day. You have to have Zekanim, zeshakar and chachma. To meet the chachamim. If anyone knows the Kapitel of the Hilm, this is straight from Kapitel Kuf Zayin. If they are not Rabbanim over there, don't hold back from making a bracha, you still can make the bracha. After Kriyas HaTorah, because there are 10 people there. Okay, that we'll see tomorrow. If you do it in front of less than 10, some say you are Yetzin, some say you're not Yetzin. If you made the bracha in less than 10 people, make it again without Shema Malchus. But that whole second half of the Sif, we'll see tomorrow. Let's just see the first two Mishnah Berurahs here. It's called Vav Bifnei Asara Im Bal Hanes. So you could be one of the 10. You don't have to have 10 besides you. Zayin of Moshev Zakenim, the Ein Zak and Elami Shekana Chachma. The Kosa of Magan Avram, Be'inan Hani, the Tanu Hilchasa. You have to have two people there that are Tanu Hilchasa. What's Tanu Hilchasa? On the side number 15, it says, the Gedesh shall Tanu Hilchasa, Bir HaMachsiz HaShekel, Shem Trichim Liyas, Ru'uyim Lahoyretz. People who are ready to pass in Halacha. Two of them. A Primer Gadim Bir, Shem Loim Dei Tami HaMishnah. People who learn the Tam HaMishnah sounds like Gemara. People who learn Gemara. See that two people here at least learn Gemara. Shall Shuv Chassam Soyv Mavor, Shaddai Bishnayim Shem Azbir Mahem Az HaLacha Vahim Avinim. You have to have people that you could be, if you would be Mazbir them something, they would understand what you're saying. Right, that you could explain the halacha to them, they would understand it. That's enough already to have that. That's where the average shul, you don't have to worry about this. You definitely have that, and that's the halacha. So the rest will finish tomorrow. So what did we learn today? Today we learned who are the four people that bench goyimel, kol achayim yeducha sela chayim ashtevis chavush yisurim, which is choila yam and midbar. They only make the hagoyimel whenever the sakana was is completely finished. So if you're traveling with a stopover, you don't make the bracha by the stopover. You wait make the bracha when you get to where you're getting to. Right? You travel, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael, you stop over in Switzerland, you don't make a bracha in Switzerland, you make the bracha in Eretz Yisrael. If you're staying in Switzerland for a few days, more than 2 days, then already it's a shayla. But for 1-2 days, for sure not a shayla, no bracha. And we learned also by the Negei HaChayla, it's a machlokes. If the chayla has lasting effects, you know, where their handicap because of the machla, is that are they able to say agaymo or not? Machlekes apoyskim. Then we learned what about nashim, and we said nashim these days do not in America make brachas. That's the minhag. That's the ma'aseh with Shmuel in Eretz Yisrael. There are some that make a bracha agaymo when they have a baby. Having a baby actually is considered a shas akana. One of the reasons why we don't have a baby early, we don't bring our baby early. We don't induce unless there's a medical reason for it, is because our Moshe says that Shas Leida is Be'etem HaSakana. It's a special Shmira that Hashem gives B'Shas Leida by a natural Leida, and you bring it early, Labdachta, you have that Shmira. That's where our Moshe says why we don't induce a baby earlier, but if there's a medical reason, then obviously that's the right thing to do, and that's why if there is a medical reason, it's done. But we don't make, because Nashim B'chal don't make it, it's not Erech Arif for Nashim to make it, and that's the Minig, that's Erech Shmuel Paskin in that story, at the end of the day. And then we discussed also the bracha Hagaymel Chayav and Taivis Hagaymel. Even someone who's Chayav doesn't deserve it. He does it first. So Kolshkin, he says, "Me, I'm not Hagar, and I'm still Hashem did for me a Taivis. So you're thankful to Hashem. You do it in front of 10 people, 2 people who are Kana Chachma amongst the people, and the lowest level of Chachma is that you can be Mazver them a Tam and the Chapu you're saying, and that person would make Hagaymel. And we'll stop over here. Everyone should have and Ramosha with the airplanes. Ramosha said you make a bracha on any air, any flight you go in the air." That Rav Schwab said was not halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, and that we don't do. The meaning by many is make the bracha if you actually go over the seas like the Eretz Yisrael. There are some that even then won't make the bracha. That's machlekes apayskin. We'll stop over here. Have a wonderful night.